2007 Harbor Advisory Board meeting to order. All board members are present. The first thing I'd like to do is ask you for nominations for chair and vice chair to serve in the next year.
I nominate Roger Anderson for chairman and Jim for vice chairman.
I second that motion.
So there's a nomination and a second for Roger Anderson for chair and Jim Phillips for vice chair. Any other nominations? Would you please give me a vote on that? I think maybe I'll record a vote. I can't imagine it not working, but let's record a vote anyway.
Leary. And Tom has a waterfront business. And Michelle is a skipper on one of our party boats at Verge's Landing. So both familiar with the waterfront. In fact, little bit of trivia, if I may, Tom, you took the picture of the San Mateo that is so famous, didn't you? That's right. I knew it was either that one or the George C. Scott boat, but I was pretty sure it was the San Mateo. So you have been around here for a little while. Very good. Any corrections on the minutes?
I have one minor correction, just in terms of how a name is spelled. On page two, the second paragraph from the bottom, you have Jerry Lurie as Jerry, and his name is Gerry. After that, I have no corrections.
Okay. Then a motion for approval with that change.
I move we accept the minutes as corrected.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? None. And oral communications, anyone in the audience who is not agendized, who wishes to speak to us on items other than what's on the agenda? No? Okay. We've gotten the selection of chair and vice chair out of the way. So, Mr. Augert, we are having a presentation by Central Coast Women for Fisheries.
Yes, that is right. And I'm looking in the audience and I'm seeing only one of them. So, she's in the back. Thank you. I'm going to ask Bonnie Tognazzini and Barbara Stickle to come up. And I think maybe it'd be best to just go ahead and let them introduce themselves with their explanation of who they are.
Thank you and good evening. I'm Bonnie Tognazzini, and I'm here tonight to introduce you to a new local nonprofit organization. We are the Central Coast Women for Fisheries Incorporated. And our secretary just stepped out of the room for a moment, but she'll be right back. I'd like to point out our board of directors, and this includes to educate the public, fishermen, and their family members. We'll be working to preserve our maritime heritage and, when necessary, providing charitable and social services for our community, helping to conserve our ocean ecosystems and promoting local and or underutilized species. Currently, we're involved in several different community education programs, and this would include free computer training at Tech Express for our members and the local fishing community, a clean boating program through which we hope to gain a reputation and as a model clean boating community, a scholarship program to benefit the descendants of our commercial fishermen. Additionally, we're working on a couple of public education programs, one to show why state water allocations matter to our coastal communities, and another to help introduce school children to our fishing community. Another project we're really excited about is our memorial to fishermen's wives. The memorial pictured here is in Gloucester, and we hope to erect a similar one near our harbor entrance for us, the site of some of the happiest and saddest moments. Although we're extremely fortunate and our preliminary work has been funded, at some point in the near future, we do plan to begin fundraising. And these are some of our fundraising ideas. We're very excited about them. So when we have dates set for these events, we'll let you know. Of course, to every great show, one has to acknowledge its sponsors. So here's our commercial. I'm going to close this slide providing viewers at home with our contact information. This includes our website. It's really exciting, and I hope you have a chance to look it up. There's more information about the Central Coast Women for Fisheries found there, as well as membership applications in case we've missed someone. And we have some new members on board, I believe Michelle and Sue. Welcome to our organization. We thank you for your time, and we look forward to working with you all in the future.
Before you leave, let me see if there are any questions board members might have for you. Jean.
Do you have any site specific for your memorial area?
And anyone else? Michelle? Jim?
Do you have, and if I missed it, I apologize, but do you have a first activity, a kickoff activity that is planned in the immediate?
Not yet. No, not we yet. Don't. We were hoping to be announcing at least the date for our rummage sale or something, and we really don't have any solid dates yet on anything. We might not even be tackling that now until next fall. We're just not really sure. Community education programs have been funded, and we're trying to make sure that we do a really good job with those, you know, with our first little endeavors and focusing on those. We had our first general membership meeting last week, and we were really happy. We got a lot of volunteers, so we're going to have a lot of help. It's just still a matter of finding time to get all of the work done.
Good. Thank you very much.
Ed?
Haven't thought about it yet. We'll see how they perform before I mention it. Actually, a pretty good group. I haven't been too involved in what they've done, so
yeah.
I have confidence in who's running and what it's about.
Very good.
Do you have an idea? Obviously, there was a statue there, but
Mike, Lynn, Mike.
Do you have an idea of what your own statue will look like, your own memorial?
Well, we've been discussing it a little bit, but the lady that's shown in Gloucester is a whaling captain's wife mm-hmm. from the 17th century, and there weren't fishermen in Morro Bay in the 17th century. And so there were, but...
They were in canoes.
Yeah. And so it's actually a matter of debate. Personally, I think if she had on blue jeans and
absolutely
long
perfect
hair and flip-flops that she would probably look really appropriate, but some of the others envision different things, so we'll see.
We'll reach an agreement. It'll be lovely, whatever it is. Thank you.
Tom? Any questions? Thank you very much. And
could I ask
things progress?
Just a quick question. That's okay. I know it's not your event. I think it's the CFO's event. But the Blessing of the Fleet, I think since we put out our status report, I saw a date. Do you remember what maybe we could mention?
The Blessing of the Fleet, I believe, is going to be on April 15th this year. As a matter of fact, we're hoping to hold our next membership meeting in conjunction with that. And we're also hoping to have our clean boating package ready for distribution to the community.
Great.
So...
The next item is the Harbor Department goals and fiscal objectives for fiscal year 2007 through 2009. Mr. Algert.
Thank you, board members. I've prepared a short report here and attached the memo that was provided to the city manager and the basis for the information that the council received on January 22nd and January 29th. They held hearings on goals and objectives, setting goals and objectives citywide. I can make a, on January 29th, I gave the council a thumbnail sketch of the Harbor Fund, and I can make that same presentation to you, or if you all watch TV and you want to just move on, I think the issue that I would like you to focus on is setting, the board had previously set goals and priorities or capital project priorities, I think would be a better description for Harbor Fund, and it's helpful guidance for city staff to know what you think we should try to fund, because there's always, you know, there's going to be, if we do run from the, there's going to be some, most of our funds are going to be required to do the basic level of services for employee costs and service, supplies and services and all the overhead allocation and debt service. But there will be some monies available for capital projects, and it's always competing. It's never enough. So it's, to know the community's priorities are very helpful in setting those too. What's your preference? Would you like to hear some of the budget information, or you want?
I think a short overview would be good for the public as well as newer members, and okay, and all of us really be updated.
Let's see if I can make it exactly the same. So the Harbor Fund, all our Harbor Department activities are funded by the Harbor Enterprise Fund. It is an enterprise fund like the city's water fund, where the revenues must match expenses. The revenues generated from the Tidelands area are restricted by a legislative grant from 1947 to the county, subsequently assumed by the city in the 60s when we, after incorporation. The legislative grant of the Tidelands to the city requires, it's not a lengthy document, it's about 3 pages, but the most cogent part of it is that it requires all revenues from the Tidelands to be expended for Tidelands Trust per Barcadero and the Morro Dunes RV Park and the concrete batch plant are about $1.1 million. There's about $300,000 in fees and charges, and so that's all the money that we get from slips, moorings, T-pier rentals, and miscellaneous other accounts. And then there's another area of lease revenues that I think is worth noting especially, and that is the 2 years ago we started receiving the $250,000 annual payments for the Morro Bay Power Plant outfall lease. So put that all together, I think it adds up to $1.65 million. Now, expenses this year, which again have to match, are roughly broken down to about $780,000 in salaries for our 8 permanent employees and 10 to 20 reserves every year. Now, the permanent employees obviously with benefits, so that's salaries, benefits for 8 permanent employees and 10 to 20 reserves, beach lifeguards, and the temporary maintenance division. $780,000 in salaries and services, about $350,000 in supplies, excuse me, salaries and benefits, and about $350,000 in supplies and services. That's a category with fuel and all the other things that it takes to run the department. There is a $200,000 or $198,000 overhead allocation transfer to the general fund from the Harbor Fund for overhead services provided by the general fund in the Tidelands Trust area. And there is a $135,000 debt service on the South T-Pier loan. In the South, it's called the South T-Pier loan, but that was used to not only rebuild the South T-Pier, but also the slips down Tidelands Park. And I think that goes for another 18 years, that $135,000 annual payment. So if I did that all right again, I think that comes up to about 1.43. Looks like Tom's writing it down. Help me out if I'm not quite right, but it's about 1.43, right in that category. And that left about $200,000 for capital projects budgeting or other issues this year. So that gives you a rough idea of what, you know, we may be looking at next year. Now, next year I would project, well, let's say that all things same status, say status quo, nothing changes, which never happens. That would be what would be available as I approach in developing next year's budget, that kind of amount. I've included in on USCG joint project, or if that is not viable, proceed with other plans. No matter what option the city goes with, this project will require significant financial commitment from the Harbor Fund, and I want to emphasize that. For example, if we did do the joint project, the cost estimate on that now is about $8 million. The Coast Guard will pick up approximately 2/3 of the cost that allocated based on their usage of the building. The debt service for the city, though, for the Harbor Fund, for the Harbor Patrol share of it, is on the order of $150,000 to $200,000 a year, too. So that project alone could eat up pretty much what we would have available. Now, we need to go back to council in the very near future to get a decision on whether we proceed, continue working on that project or not. The ice-making machine is listed number two, which is funded by outside funds, and I've got a little update later on that. So, and since if you don't mind, I'll defer on that. If you have questions, I'll be happy to answer them, but we'll go into more depth on that later. And that does not require city harbor fund budgets consideration next year. State Park Marina is another project we've made a high priority, and that is at this point, and I hope in the future, funded from outside funding sources. At this point, it's being funded, the EIR and project development is being funded from revenues from the marina operator. In the future, we look to the Department of Boating and Waterways for capital programs assistance. North T-Pier maintenance, this is an important item. In general, maintenance is something that, you know, we can't afford to defer in our business. The North T-Pier, we inspect the piers roughly every 5 years. The last inspection identified some piles that needed to be replaced. It had trouble, and typically we don't have the money to do such a project right away, so we had tried to budget it to get it was about 2 or 3 years ago, and we had some difficulty budgeting, so we got delayed. And I did another survey, and really my feeling is now is that there is enough pilings that are showing enough wear that it's not a immediate concern, but it would be a good idea to ask an engineer, a qualified person, to take a good look at the options, do an analysis for us, whether we would be better off to plan to replace the southern stem of the North T-Pier. That is the portion where almost all the piles are, and some of those piles are structural. So eventually, of course, that pier dates back to give us a recommendation whether we should look at replacement. Now, replacement could be significantly more expensive than just repair. Right now, we're thinking repair is on the order of $175,000, which we have budgeted. That's the good news. We set that money aside, I think, last year. So we could proceed with a repair project probably pretty quickly, but obviously I would like to get that recommendation, or not just repair a pier that we really need to fix, at least that portion of it. The Waterfront Boardwalk project is listed here. That has been funded by grants, a combination of grants, and is a project that's run out of the Public Services Department. But that project is not yet out to bid. When it does go out to bid, I think I am, you know, at least will be anxious to see how the bids come in, and I hope that it's, you know, able to be fully funded by grants. City slips, Strina and Docks and Fishing Piers and Anchor Park. I think Roger was on the city council in the 1980s when a lot of those street end docks were, and many of you around anyway probably remember those street end docks being built. So a dock, typically, in our business, you think of a floating dock as having about a 25-year useful life. Now, we have kept up the repairs on those street end docks and the fishing pier at Anchor Park pretty well. We have kept up the repairs on them. But if you look at those facilities, you can tell they're 20 to 25-year-old facilities. The ramps are not what's standard these days and those kind of things. So I'm putting a flag up saying that I think within the next couple, 3 years, we need to develop a repair replacement project on the street end docks and the fishing pier at Anchor Park. So there's a potential need in the future. The seafood processing plant, North Beach Street redevelopment. This is the conceptual project that would include potentially relocating the existing visitor serving uses in the Krill's Taffy and Tognazzini's restaurants building to a second floor, and then rebuilding the whole area with a new North T-Pier restroom, modern restroom, and seafood processing, blast freezers, commercial fishing support facilities on the ground floor, and then, as I said, relocating those visitor serving uses, up to the second floor. A costly project, complicated, and at this time probably not merited based on the commercial fishing activity in the port, but it's on our list and certainly, I think, a project to keep there and be aware of in the future. And the North Tepe restroom does need to be rebuilt at some time. This committee, citywide committee, recommended, looked at all the options for putting in another boating access type facility, either in the water or on the shore, and they recommended that a boat, a dry storage, and a boat repair yard be built in the area of just north of the intake structure of the Morro Bay Power Plant. There's city property there, and at that time, the property closest to the plant was actually not owned by the city. The water interface was, but the rest of the property was actually owned by private parties, subsequently obtained by Duke Power and now LS Power, and that property has now been turned over to the city. So that one big hurdle to proceeding on that project has been removed in that the city owns the project. So we could start working conceptually on that project and developing designs and cost estimates. It is complicated by subsequent to all that, or during all that action too, the Coastal Commission decided that the area that we'd like to build this on is sensitive habitat, so that puts a few more challenges in our way. And so you're all familiar with that project. That's where it is. I think the final one I put on the list was the Department Management Audit. This was a project that was funded by the council last year. We've been delayed, but we have a consultant who's looking at our department to try and help us see how we can go forward and handle the increased workloads where there are, and there are a number of areas, and there are actually some areas where we actually do a little less work and make sure that we're doing things the best way we can and covering all our bases. And that project is funded, but an important project, so I put it on the list. Development of Maritime Museum, which the council just heard a proposal from the Maritime Museum folks. And maybe I should add on to that. I didn't just list development of a maritime museum. I put development of a maritime museum or other nonprofit type attraction for the Morro Bay waterfront, cost unknown. And this is just to sort of put a placeholder in there that I think we've all sort of recognized that this would be a wonderful type facility, whether it's research combination visitor servers or, you know, maritime museum or, you know, the aquarium concept or something like that that would draw people to the community. So it's on the list, and with not much more other information than that. Now, you have in there, and maybe I'll leave it up to you if you'd like to go through your previous priorities. They're included about mid-report there or mid-memo.
Given the real financial, the serious financial situation the city finds itself in, we need to have a discussion about the Harbor Fund and where the monies can be spent, and also about perhaps picking out which things are most important and perhaps changing this list around. So I'd be interested in seeing what other people on the committee thought. Lynn, do you have any thoughts?
Looking at goals, I think we have to consider what we, not only how much money we have, but what could be revenue generating and self-sustaining. Which means perhaps the dredging, not really self-sustaining, but dredging if we want to continue to be a boating-oriented town, then the dredging would be tops, whether it's State Park Marina or the harbor. Obviously, the docks have to be repaired in order to maintain our identity. And having the boat yard could be revenue generating. I think if you could start that small and let it grow as it earns some money, those would be the three that I would consider, and those are the reasons why.
Okay. Ed?
Well, I would put dredging as number one, but they're going to do that anyway. But I would put that number one thing to look at. I would put off as things that are going to take a long time and more work to the rear because they're not feasible, and move up the boat yard for several reasons. One is we got a whole bunch of derelict boats tied up around the town here, and we still have a bunch of them that are tied up the North Pier. And that's imperative for keeping boats from sinking and having problems with the environmental laws and whatnot.
that, I don't think the boatyard would pay for itself, but it would generate income. And there was a man down here from the other day from Oregon, and he runs a series of marine stores. He wants to put one down here, but he was waiting to see how some of the fisheries regulations were going to go and if we're going to have any, because there's really no call for one right now. We do have a guy that can order stuff for us, Mr. Jerry, but he was interested in supplying a boatyard facility with them for a marine store there in this particular boatyard. If they ever, if the money's available for the architect to get it done, see what it's going to cost and do the study on, because that's something that could be put to work right away. And if the boating and waterways people want to help fund it, I think we should go for it. As far as the rest of them, I really don't, you know, I put the boardwalk at the very back. That's just my personal thing. But, you know, and the public restrooms, I mean, they're expensive to do, but we have one down that they can fix up if they really want to go for it, unless they want to build a whole new brand new one. They can repair the ones we got so they look cleaner and work better. Seafood processing plant, well, that's a good idea. We're going to need one eventually if this programs that we're talking about are going to work with this Nature Conservancy project. But after this time, we couldn't support one in the next year or two until we got an idea of the amount of volume that's going to come in. And they could use put a small one down there somewhere, for sure, for the local, you know, trout fish and whatnot that they're doing. But as far as a seafood processing plant where they're going to keep busy enough to keep a steady employees going, I think it's going to be a while before that can happen, at least a year anyway. And it depends on what volume is coming in, or maybe 2 years, I don't know. So I'd put those two things behind the dredging and the boatyard. That's just my opinion.
Gene?
On the funds that are generated in the Tidelands Trust agreement, does that include sales tax, Rick?
No. Sales tax, property tax on leased properties, it's possessory interest tax, but it's very close to the same thing. So there's three main revenue sources to the general fund. That'd be property tax, sales tax, and transient occupancy tax. All three of those revenue sources go from the Tidelands Trust properties up to the general fund to pay for all citywide general services, such as police, fire, and streets, and things generally used by the general public. Just like, you know, sort of an analogy is that we're like a property owner down here. Member city, but you know, we own these properties, and just like any property owner, with the revenues that come out, just like tax revenues that come out, you expect to get your general services.
Yeah, I just kind of go along with Lynn. If we can come up with ways to generate money as much as spend it, I see dredging pushing that. Number five would probably be seafood processing. Six at public restrooms. Seven. Support federal programs, eight and nine. Probably the boardwalk would be nine. So whatever's left over is eight. That's how I see it.
Okay. Jim?
How much money is that boardwalk going to make?
Well, let the new people kind of get a feel for the rest of the board first.
Rick, would you mind if I interrupted just a little, Jim? It may be, right, since I've heard two members mention revenues, I did add something to the council that might be helpful to you, because that's a focus of the council's now also. And in terms of raising harbor fund revenues, there are some options. Most of the majority of the revenues coming from lease contracts, long-term lease contracts, there's little flexibility unless the contract either is coming up for renegotiation or, you know, if we're contractually bound on a long-term lease, that's what the revenue is, and you can't go in there and mess with it unless the tenant has an issue or the lease is up. But you do have, the council does have some flexibility in a couple areas, obviously in fees and charges. So if that's something that you want to talk about, we can look at raising fees, or you can recommend to the council that we look at raising fees and charges in the harbor. There are also other things, too, that we can think about. Charging fees where we're not currently, and one obvious one is the Bolon Tramp. And it may be time that we start charging for parking at the boat launch ramp. A little outline of that is we have looked at it to the extent that I do feel it probably would be $20,000-$25,000 to install sort of a minimum level, which is a self-pay, modern self-pay parking machines where you go and the modern ones are pretty easy to use. They even take credit cards, and then you get a piece of, you know, a receipt that you, it records that you've paid, and then you have to have somebody go down there, or it has to be checked, obviously, and there's some enforcement and checking costs, and that'll be sort of operational costs. I don't think they would be too heavy, since probably could be done with existing staff and whatever department did it. But so there's some costs going in, and the revenues we don't think will be much more than $30,000 or $40,000 a year, given, you know, that the launch ramp is used primarily by recreational commercial fishing. And
don't mean to interfere, but you need to look at the CCNRs, if there's any on that property, where the actual launch ramp is. I don't think the parking lot's involved, but if I remember correctly, the old timers used to tell me that the city got that from an individual and allowed them to take that property to use that boat ramp as long as it wasn't, they didn't charge money for it. Now, parking may be different because it's more out of the way,
I think you'd probably be referring to the Department of Boating and Waterways grant funded the original development and the rehab of the boat launch ramp with their boat launch ramp grant program, and that says that you cannot charge to launch,
right,
but you can charge to park a reasonable fee.
Okay.
So I think we would have the ability to charge fees. And I apologize, Jim, for interrupting you, but I hope that was helpful.
Much of what I would have to say, I think, has been said, but I can reaffirm some of that. Certainly, dredging is an important issue, and if, for example, the waterfront boardwalk has been funded with grants or nearly completely funded, then possibly we'd get rid of that. Anything related to reviving the commercial fishing industry in this community, whether it's number 9 supporting federal program subsidizing fishermen or a seafood processing plant or the ice machine or whatever, I think all cluster together too. And if you can do one, then the others fall into place. But to put them down lower on the list doesn't suggest they're less important, but if you don't get one, then there's not much reason to have the other. And I think there's been some comment. I would imagine if we went back or were able to go back now and pick a different model of ice machine, for instance, we might pick a smaller model, given the circumstances today. But I think part of what all of that return to commercial seafood processing hinges on is the success of the grant that Ed's going to be involved in with the I don't know what to call this, the Coastal Conservancy grant, and how successful that is. And I don't know how far we're away from of testing even that to see what it might produce. The coastal seems to be a huge process. The last comment that I would have, I think the docks and the piers, of course, need to be maintained. That's without question. And the last thing I'd have to say, just in general about these, is there anything that restricts us to 9? Could we put 10 on? Or
yeah. You could. That was, I think, just from the board.
The restroom that's out by the rock, that was a remodel job, right?
No, that was a complete.
That was a complete.
Complete, yeah, and that was done with the Parks and the Recreation and Parks Department on one of the recreation grants, or the park grant. It was a park grant, I think, one of the bond issues fund. So it was very little city general fund or no harbor fund money that I'm aware of going into that.
So that didn't put this priority. It didn't move its position, in other words, by adding one more bathroom.
So if you're referring to the Harbor Advisory Board's priority, number 1, public restrooms, I mean, I think that's up to you whether that, you know, and since that's happened since, I think you said that.
Okay. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Michelle, welcome aboard. What do you What do you think we need to address here? What are your priorities?
Well, in my short week of research, this is my start. Dredging would be number one, just due to safety and access to the ocean. And next would be a boat repair yard, just because I think we need to take care of our boats. There's a couple of boats in the bay that need to be hauled out, but nobody really wants to be the one driving them down to Ventura. Three, miscellaneous dock repair. Four, the U.S. Coast Guard Harbor Office joint facility, just because I've seen it and it seems a little cramped. Five, I don't know what condition the restroom is at the North T Pier, but being down there every day, it seems like a pretty important restroom. I'm always directing people to it, and most of the businesses, whether they want people coming and just use the restroom or not, they're not really open very early in the morning. Six, statement, and I don't know what kind of support of federal program subsidizing fishermen. I haven't seen anything about that. So I wouldn't know where to place those.
Okay. Thank you. Tom.
I have a question. Are you collecting rent on the slips at the marina?
State Park Marina? Yeah, well, we don't exactly collect the rents. We have an operator, a concessionaire there, Associated Pacific Constructors, and they collect the slip fees and then pay the rent from the slip fees to the city.
So is that a straight pass-through, or are they just...
A pass-through, I guess I'm not... You know, we just had a presentation on this thing in December.
Okay,
you just missed it. But it's not coming exactly to mind whether it's...
So the Associated Pacific is a concessionaire.
They're a concessionaire, and
pay... They collect the slip fees,
yes.
And they pay the city a certain amount of rent for the whole...
It's a percentage of gross out of the slip fees and the income off the kayaks. And I think it's 20 rent, and then there's a 10% set aside, or vice versa. Unfortunately, right now, I'm not remembering which one it is, but we just covered that last meeting. I'll get that specific, but yeah.
Well, I was going to say that if you dredge the marina, you could get bigger boats in there and collect more rent, but I don't think that's going to work that way for the city because of their agreement with the Associated Pacific. So,
well, I don't think we should look at that as a really in the near term, at least a revenue generator probably, because one thing, there is a cap on the state parks master plan of 150 slips there. I think there's about 124 or something like that now. So the most more slips you could put in there would be about 24. My general instruction to the engineers in looking at it is that we need to try to come up with roughly the same size facility slips, basically, and then any new slips we could add could be larger slips because that's where the demand is. Unfortunately, the physical constraints in the basin and the environmental issues is making it real hard just to get 120 slips in there. So, it's going to be an expensive project. There will have to be some arrangement with the tenant. And so whether we can actually yield more rent, and certainly in the short run, I wouldn't count on it.
Okay, I'm going to take that off my priority list here. I'll just give you the top.
So the city operates 50 slips, and by ordinance, those slips are dedicated to priority to commercial fishing. So each of those slips, with the exception of, I think, one or two of those, which the one by Anchor Park that's too narrow to assign to a fishing boat, we just assign transient. And at any one time, there's probably one or two that are in transition or something. But all of those slips are assigned to commercial fishermen who have a requirement to qualify by showing an annual amount of fish landing tickets. The city slips are those down at Tidelands Park, the two sets on either side of the boat launch ramp, the ones at Anchor Park, the ones at the foot of Beach Street, and the ones on the south, by the South Teeper, the two slip sets. And right. those are all our facilities. Sorry, maybe you were asking about the private slips?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get up to speed here. How many private slips are there between Tidelands Park and the Harbor Office?
Sorry. Number-wise, I couldn't tell you right now without going looking, but, you know, there's various, there's a side tie at the yacht club, there's four, six, yeah.
Marina Square.
About 80. Marina Square is, I think, 14.
Marina Square?
No, I didn't count that, but there's about 13. And if you count Marina Square, I don't know.
There's 14, I think, 16. Yeah, we have to go look, but we can figure it out. But there are, you know, those arrangements are all covered under ground leases, and the developer, the private right. property owner, developed the facilities.
So they develop the facility and they collect the rent.
They collect, in those cases, they collect the rent.
They pay the water lease to the city.
Exactly.
So there's not many income opportunities I can see here. How much would you get if you put parking meters on the Embarcadero?
Pretty hard to estimate. There's a parking management plan that's currently underway, and the preliminary report from this parking management plan consultant was that it didn't look like the parking meters was going to be something, pay parking, let's say, because it could be a number of different ways, not just meters. But paid parking in the Embarcadero was going to be something that they were going to recommend to the city as a management, or either as a revenue or a management tool. Now, that's preliminary, and you're scheduled at your next meeting to hear a presentation on the parking management plan, so I would store that one away.
Okay.
And it's possible we may not have that at your next meeting because these things, you know, whether they get the report, but it'll be, they want to get your input, they're going to present to you in March or April. It's in the process.
Thanks.
Anything else? And that's a good reason to move it up on the list. And then secondly, I would encourage you, Mr. Algard, and you know, the rest of the city staff, as far as that goes, to start getting creative about grant funding. For instance, the restroom out at the Rock, you know, was mostly state money that somebody just had to chase down and file all the right paperwork on. And as far as restrooms go, although I certainly don't want to put it at the top of the list, there's one that was taken out some years ago, and I think most people here will remember it, the one at the foot of Beach Street. And I think that if outside money, I don't want to spend that $200,000 on it, but if there was some way of finding some outside money to replace that restroom that was removed, that would be a good location, because there's one, you know, at the foot of Morro Bay Boulevard. There's one down at the launch ramp. There's one at the pier, and that's kind of a missing link there. Although some of the lease sites, ours included, during business hours will be providing public restrooms. You still need them in additional hours, as Michelle points out. So I don't want it at the top of my list, but again, if there's money available, that would be a place I would like to, I would suggest putting one. Dredging, I agree with everybody. I think that is at the top of the list without any debate. We have to stay on top of that. And, you know, having been involved in going back to Washington myself on this in past years and watching what's happened since then, that money is going to be harder and harder to come by. And we need to stay one of the funded projects, because they're more likely, I assume, Mr. Algert, that it still continues, that the ones that they've been maintaining, and the fact that we made a big case for our location and the importance between Monterey and Santa Barbara as the only harbor of refuge, will continue to carry some weight. The Harbor Office and Coast Guard facility, through the years, there have been times when the city had the money and the Coast Guard didn't, and it didn't matter, you know, how much money there was available, it wasn't going to happen. I see a big benefit in a combined facility, and if the Coast Guard has money now and want to move forward with a project, it's not going to get in a mobile home down there eventually, and I don't think that serves well, because you don't have the viewing platform that would come with a joint facility. The marina dredging, I'm very much in favor of that continuing myself, but one of the things that a lot of people in the public don't know, and perhaps our new members don't know, the state parks can, Mr. Elgert and I negotiated that agreement with the state parks some years ago and got the city to take it over because state parks wasn't going to do anything with it, and we'd like to see it. I think all of us would like to see it as a boating facility. Jim, you'd agree with that, wouldn't you? Yeah. And the problem is they can cancel the agreement anytime they wish. On, is it?
6 months, I think.
Yeah, okay. So I don't think it's fair for us to take any general fund monies and spend it down there if the state parks could take it over again. But I think continuing to put any revenues generated down there towards maintenance and improvement is a high priority, and any outside monies that could come in there. The Marine Center and Boat Yard, obviously the sinking of boats in the bay is becoming a problem. Lack of maintenance, although some of them, I'm not sure the funding would be there to repair them if there was a boat yard available. Yeah, that's true. So that's an important thing. The processing plant, I guess I would like some help from the board, and let's just make a new list. I think that it's pretty clear that the dredging would be number one. Is that a fair dredging of the harbor and the interior and the entrance as number one on the list? Everybody seemed to mention that. Is that okay? The Marine Center got a lot of mention. Does that feel right for number two?
As long as you can keep a research side to it.
Well, I don't think we want to define the center. I understand.
So when you say Marine Center, you're referring to the boat repair yard, dry storage, potential
and research facility.
And Maritime Museum.
Yeah.
Well, those are really...
is a separate issue. I still want to tag along Boatyard, Research Center tied together. I'd mentioned three, but I think maybe just two separate items.
And you don't think the Research Center is more in line with a Maritime Museum than it is a Boatyard, Boat Repair Yard?
I would rather it tag along with a Boatyard.
Okay.
I'm supportive of both of them, but...
Okay. Something, that was on your list and it's not on ours, the T pier. Is it more expedient? Is money better spent repairing what we've got, or is it so far gone that we ought to just nurse it along and live with it and then tear the whole thing down and replace it in 10 years? I mean, sometimes those are the choices you have to make.
Yeah, and I think you hit the nail on the head, and I think I need some professional help to help us do that analysis. And I've been held up on a couple things to get this dang ice machine in, and I think we're kind of clearing the way there. And then the next thing I was going to work on was that just developing over the next year and what we should do in the North T Pier, and hopefully maybe we really have a little money set aside for the boat repair dry storage concept. Not necessarily that was different, but so we got a little money. We could start working on conceptual plans for that too. That's an authorized project with little money. All we can do is just enough to sort of build some plans up and see how it would look, kind of thing. But so anyway, that so let's see what your question was about the North T Pier. Yeah. So basically, I think that's a priority that we need to start working on, certainly within the next year, to make that analysis that you identified.
Would everyone be in agreement that we lump the North T Pier in with miscellaneous dock and revetment repair, because they're all basically part of the greater infrastructure down there? That okay. You didn't answer my question about the Coast Guard and their ability to fund right now, or their, I don't know what the situation is.
Well, the Coast Guard seems anxious to support the project, and they tell us that they can commit to repaying through operational budget every year their share of the cost, which is almost $300,000 of a financed project, with the caveat that, you know, keep in mind, they always tell us, you know, by the way, that, and I hope that we will be asking the council to make a decision, give us direction on whether to continue working on this project or potentially go another way. And the Coast Guard will be at that meeting, and so we'll be able to hear it from them directly, their level of support and how they view the project. But what they've been telling us consistently in meetings with the staff and over the last 6 months is we want to do this project. We're willing to commit the money.
Where do you think that should be on the list then? Do you think that's number 14? Anybody?
I think.
Anybody object to that?
Don't they have an interest in maintaining the North T Pier as well?
Oh yeah, they do.
They rent from the city, don't they?
Yeah, they do. We do. They rent, and the arrangement is they actually have two leases currently. One is for the building that they built in about 1990. They pay $1 a year on 51-year leases subject to congressional approval. and then they have a more market rate lease for the rest of their facilities, which are the slips they use, the North T Pier shed, and the dock along the North T Pier. We agree to maintain the North T Pier to hold their dock that they provided as a part of that agreement. So the maintenance costs, they're definitely interested. It's something, if we're going to spend a lot of money to maintain it, maybe we should reevaluate that lease. You might bring up a good point. Won't make them happy, but.
I think they might have got some money from Homeland Security.
Here's Mike.
They may have gotten some money from that Homeland Security bill, I don't know, but having those two boats here serves dual purposes, you know, one for the safety and rescue and the other one's for watching over that power plant and the water's outside of it.
So I just want to...
I don't think they're going anywhere.
If that's... Do you have another question, Tom? Or is that, so I think what I... So dredging is number one, the Marine Center, and do you want to help me a little more with that? So that was the Marine Center with a research facility?
Boat repair yard first, research center listed second.
Marine center / boat repair yard and/or.
I think Gene will live with that.
and/or research. Okay, third was North T Pier.
Miscellaneous dock and revetment repair along with the T Pier.
Okay. And now you're on discussing whether number four is the Harbor Office joint project.
Yeah.
Okay, and that is okay.
Well, and street level structure there. Safety advantages for the boating community involved there. Ed?
There may be a way to get some funding towards that along with the Marine Center. With that, the boating and waterways, you know, the Coast Guard saves these little recreational boats that pay those taxes. And they got two boats here, and it took us forever to get the Coast Guard talked into getting rollover boats here. But some years and years we were fighting that, and they finally, you know, did that. So, and they might be able to get a little bit of money towards, I mean, part of that project from the Boating Waterways, California Boating Waterways, because it kind of ties into the recreational, you know, use of the bay and the ocean here. Because there's nobody that's going to come out and tow you unless you got a good friend, and or else is going to charge you $1 million, all there is to the Coast Guard. So, you know, that's kind of the way it is.
Well, any creative financing, I think we'd all endorse. So
did you get a consensus that that's number four?
I believe that everybody's on board there. That it, you know, it needs to be done. I mean, you're going to end up with a portable building down there in 5 years that will minimally serve the purposes you need, or we can have something that'll really serve those purposes and provide more safety. And working together with the Coast Guard, I think, is a good thing. You know, that's a good marriage of agencies down there. You've worked hard on that. Any suggestions on the next one? Jim?
I don't want to lose track of the dredging in the State Park Marina. I realize that the State Parks is given up their interest in it to the city, and I realize also that the contracted relationship between the state and the city is a relationship that allows the state to back out of it at will, and I presume the city as well, too, until at least such a time that dredging is approved. And I also am not necessarily in favor of spending any kind of, or advocating the spending of any kind of Harbor Department money in maintaining that, but I still would like to see it on a list of priorities so that it doesn't get lost somewhere.
Yeah, I think that as long as that is added, personally, I don't, you know, I think it's important because it's, and I don't think we want to take that risk unless there's a better agreement. So,
would Jean? You consider public restrooms number 5
instead of the marina dredging?
Yes. And marina dredging number 6. That means marina only dropped 1 point, one location.
You have a problem with that, Jim?
I'd like to see it kept on the list.
Well, it's on the list. Anybody? Okay, so public restrooms number 5, and is there some agreement as to pursuing that one at the foot of Beach Street that was a marginal facility even when it was torn down, but the location was a good one. Okay, then 6 would be the State Park Marina with the note that no city funds be spent. Seafood processing plant and waterfront boardwalk, federal program subsidizing fishermen. Any preference on those? Lynn?
Yeah, the support for federal programs, is there any more meat to that? Is there any description or more information about what programs would be involved?
Does anybody remember where that came from?
It may have came from the salmon disaster that they had, yeah. And they were giving out aid for low interest loans and stuff. Or, you know, but most fishermen don't want to be subsidized. They don't even want the federal government around, but they're going to be here, so they don't. You know, they just soon be able to make a profit without having them involved.
Well,
you know, yeah. But I think that's where it came from, the salmon disaster.
Uh huh. So, but it sounds pretty nebulous that maybe it even shouldn't be on the list. I mean, just because these 9 items were on the original list, do they really have to stay on the list?
No. And it was number 9 on that list.
Well, most fishermen kind of know what's been going on. So
Mike, yeah.
I see most of the fishermen in the salmon business pretty much keep up with what's going on, and They're really interested more than having salmon available rather than have to apply for a loan. I'm sure some of them did, but that's, you know, it's just the way it is. So they need to have a successful fishery, and the only way to do that, the federal government's got to change some of the ways they do business and change some of the.
Okay, I'd still say take it off the list.
Okay.
That's fine. There'd be another way, too, that you could word that in a way as traditional support that the council has always had for fishing. And you might refer back to your letter, which kind of suggested that the council should be supporting fisheries in transition and all the difficulties that are going on there. So you have some options maybe to change it to something that might be more relevant and tie back to your letter that's attached to June 2006.
Just support programs to support programs which support our fisheries, something like that, without naming the federal government and without using the word subsidizing.
With the caveat that the council supports
these are
anything related to the harbor and fishing that the Harbor Fund will pay for.
I would still be of the opinion that that is sort of out of place. Looking at the list, all of the others are pretty substantial, well-defined construction-type things or repair very directly related, and this support of programs is sort of nebulous. No? Yes.
Okay. Well, the seafood processing plant might be number 7 then, and number 8 would be the waterfront boardwalk. The waterfront boardwalk, you said, is already put out to bid. I don't...
It's not quite out to bid yet. I think it's very soon.
Okay. And the ice machine, that's already moving quite a ways along in the process. It's not that I think that should be on the list, but perhaps down near the bottom. Not meaning we don't support it, but it's pretty well taken care of. Is that a fair way to characterize it?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a history at this point, hopefully. So, if you leave it off, I think that's fine, too. But that's one of the actions we undertook in support of commercial fishing. And fishing altogether. Let's hope it's almost history.
Yeah. A reminder, because there are new staff people at the city, new elected officials, and many of them, especially in tough budget times, may not be as familiar with the state tidelands agreement, and the temptation to move money from one fund to another is always there. And I think that just a short education, I think saying that we want to make sure that they're aware of the state tidelands agreement and not do anything that would jeopardize the city's position there. You know, the city could, if they violate the agreement, lose control of the waterfront. The state could come in and manage it themselves if they don't like the way the city is doing it. There was a grand jury investigation on that some years ago, wasn't there, Ed? But the point is that people who don't understand that might be tempted to move money around and not realize what the ramifications would be. So I'm not sure how to phrase that. But
well, here's what I could do. I prepare a draft memo to the council with your priorities. I'm not comfortable writing a letter counseling or writing a memo for you to, you know, you certainly, that's your role if you decide you would like to counsel the city council on these kind of matters. I think I'll stay out of that as staff. That would be something I'd prefer to see you generate and present to the board, maybe for passing on to the council. But certainly, typically, what I do is write a memo, internal memo, with all these priorities, and put it on your next agenda. I think would be the best way. And you can add language to it if you want. Then,
okay. When are they going to do their budget?
The budget development, I mean, there's plenty of time, because what next step is for me to actually start working on my internal recommendations to the finance director and city manager. Then staff eventually consolidates all those city department recommendations into a draft budget. The city manager prints that typically in May. So really the next budget step when the council will get involved, again, as far as I know, unless it's not like past practice, would probably be May when the draft budget comes out.
Well, then bring it back and we can beat it up a little bit and maybe add some wording ourselves.
I got one little question for Rick. I know that they got the grants for the boardwalk. Hopefully they don't get any splinters. But who has to take care of the maintenance of that boardwalk? Is it going to be the Harbor Fund or is it going to be the city of Morro Bay?
And to certainly formulate a memo, then you can always, then you approve it at your next meeting. So I don't think I need any action from you tonight, unless it gets more confusing.
Tom?
Sorry, Tom.
That's okay. I think, you know, the council, as I understand it, the council has the advice and consent on the leases now. So, in other words, the leases aren't approved by the harbor board. The propositions are submitted to the council, and they sign off on them. So they're basically responsible for 2/3 of the income of the Harbor Fund through their management of the waterfront leases. And I think if you do communicate with them in an official sense, you should remind them that if they want to saddle the Harbor Fund with more maintenance, then they're going to have to sharpen their pencil on the revenue that they have control of.
And again, I think that that would be appropriate comments for the board to make, and I think maybe you may have an opportunity over the next, you know, maybe you all individuals can work, think about this and, you know, suggest some language amongst that you will introduce to for discussion at your next meeting into this memo that I'm going to submit, the draft that's got the cold hard facts of what you think your priorities are.
Jim.
Before we move on or move out, I need to ask again for clarification on what will, or if anything will be added to the stipulation on State Park Marina and its dredging and such. Did you add the caveat that no city monies would be used to the language that's here? Is that what you added to it, Roger?
I think that we would want that understanding that our recommendation would be that the city not commit anything other than the revenues generated by the marina itself.
Okay, so that doesn't hinder the money that flows through the marina back into the city that in turn is used by the city to purchase the surveys and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I would hope that's not your intention. That's always been, you know, that's the money we use to pay for project development and EIR is the rents we receive. Now, of course, there's staff time on it that, you know, that I get paid. I need to do all the work I'm supposed to do anyway, so I guess you could look at that two ways. But so we do spend staff time on it.
Yeah.
If you recognize that. But, yeah, if you
maintain the State Park Marina or to move it forward towards getting the necessary foundation for the approval for dredging, then I don't know that I'd want to see that.
That's certainly not my intent. I just think that we all need to be aware of the fact that the state parks can, if the city did $1 million worth of improvements down there and a new director came in and said, I like that facility, it's ours, I think we'll exercise our option. We just don't want to, that would be irresponsible use of city funds.
Sure.
if we did something that we couldn't recoup. That's really my only concern there.
You could go back to the state parks and ask for not an agreement for longer terms. That'd have to be long.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm not trying to create trouble.
I just wanted to clarify that this doesn't change anything over what's been the status quo for however length of time it's been now.
I think that's clear.
I have a question. Didn't the city take over the state park marina because the state parks were just going to let it fill up and go away?
I wouldn't put it that way. The state parks and the city came to a mutual agreement that we were in a better position than they were to proceed with the dredging project, and I think that we should recognize that the state general fund gave up revenue that they would have gotten otherwise, and now allow it to flow to the city to prosecute this project. So it's, I think, a mutually beneficial arrangement for us and the state and hopefully the boaters there that they're rent revenues, basically, that they pay in SIP fees are going to work on this project. So I'd try and put it a little softer.
Does that answer your question, Tom?
Kind of. It's the revenue you're talking about is the revenue you're receiving from the concessionaire?
Yeah, the portion of the slip fees that goes as rent to us.
And that goes into the general fund? Or the?
Well, no, it goes to us for use on this project. When I said general fund, I was referring to that prior to that agreement that in 2002 where we stepped in and took over, then at that time, the revenues that the state received under that rental agreement went up to Sacramento and just left the area.
Hmm. It wasn't being spent on maintenance down there. But the city has taken. I don't think anybody wants to see that lost as a boating facility, but given the fact that new personnel in Sacramento and state parks could make a decision to take it away, we want to be careful in how we spend our own local funds and pursue other funding sources for that and put any monies that it generates back into that facility. So I think that meets, you know, prudent management. of a facility that we only have on a short-term cancellation agreement.
Is to get some other fund to take the fall, right? If the state takes it over again.
Well, it'd be state monies if it's boating and waterways or fish and game or something. You know, it's coming from their pool of monies anyway. Well, we can beat it up some more next month. We have one more item, and that's the ice machine update.
And I'll do this pretty quickly. It's the ice machine was granted. The city was granted $400,000 by the Fisheries Cable Liaison Committee in, I think, 2004 to purchase an ice machine that was chosen by the Cable Committee. We did purchase that and accepted delivery of almost all the equipment. Between the earthquake and some other issues that came up, we subsequently found out that there was some problems with installing that equipment on the dock. We got a grant for $200,000. From the State Coastal Conservancy to retrofit the dock, for earthquake retrofit the dock, and another $100,000 grant, which is, so the total grant from the Cable Committee was now $500,000 to make up for the electrical upgrade, and we have spent the last year, after working out those issues, basically working out some final problems with the building department in what they call the house design, which is all the panels. To make it acceptable with modern earthquake and wind shear standards also that sort of subsequently changed in the last, in recent years. So there's going to be another, there's basically another $30,000. So the good news is we have now worked out all those problems. Just today I got a final contract amendment to installation, and I'm talking today with anywhere. Okay.
So the department status report?
Yeah, and I'll be probably pretty quick here, too. The MLPA, we spent a lot of time talking about that. It's in its final throes. It looks like with the Fish and Game Commission set tomorrow in Monterey to have another hearing, and I think they have sent April 13th in Bodega Bay is when they will certify what most people anticipate they will certify their final plan. So it is, looks like it's, you know, there is a group. Tom and Sherry Hafer made a presentation to the Business Forum, and a number of, and Dean Tyler, many of you know, and some number of other business people are circulating petitions. I think they're planning on delivering those petitions asking the Fish and Game Commission to have more consideration of fishing industry and fishing businesses, and Tom is making a proposal again to the commission, I think tomorrow, to have them at least make some four last changes, some relatively small changes in the network that would be more beneficial to local fishing, recreational, commercial. We'll see how that goes. The tall ships, Lady Washington Hawaiian Chief, and plan to be here on February 22 to 26. I heard, I just think got confirmed today, there's a movie that's being shot in San Luis, I think, on February 13th, and they're, is it the 14th or the 16th? I can't remember the exact day, but next, that week, there will be, also they'll be moving here to Morro Bay to shoot in the North Waterfront in Barcadero, Great American Fish Company Harborhead. So if you see some disruption and a lot of stuff going on, and is it the 14th or the 16th? I can't remember. Anyway, there'll be a lot going on those days. Parking management plan, as discussed earlier, the draft, there's been a couple presentations on this in public. There was a draft circulating around, a preliminary draft. The consultant, it was due to deliver it, so the presentation could have been made at this meeting, but it's late. We hope to get that on your agenda for a public hearing with the consultant at your next meeting. Derelict boat demolition, we continue to work on this all the time. This sort of in a mix of boats, the last of the Back Bay boats and the Mauna Kea, and I think we're demolished a week ago without even looking. I think that's what this one's talking about, but we got a whole bunch other in various states. The Corps is funded under the continuing resolutions of last year's fiscal appropriations, so we were in the budget, but that never finally got approved
under this continuing resolution. We look like we're funded this year, but that's the situation is, as always, in flux, but possibly even more so now in Washington with the Corps of Engineers. So we are, there is the CMANC annual conference and Washington Week meetings is in mid to late March, and I'm planning on going back, and I think the mayor's certainly intends to go, and if she can work it out of her schedule, so we'll make that trip again to work on dredging and working with the Corps of Engineers. There's a kite festival proposed for April 27th, 29th. CMANC, we covered that. The Maritime Museum, the City Council gave the landlord's consent to the Front Street proposal. They made a presentation to you about mid-year last year. Yeah, that was Monday with the council, but last year they came to the board, right? Yeah, and so it's basically the same project you looked at last year. They need to, now process the permits and work out the issues that there. And there are a number of issues that were identified by staff. And if they can get concept plan approval, then of course funding is the challenge. And I think the mayor's consensus, the council's consensus that night was pretty clear that we're in real difficult budget times. We're willing to give you the landlord's consent and potentially even the use of the property for low or no cost, but don't look to the city for funding. You're probably going to have to raise it outside, and I think that probably isn't a surprise to the Maritime Museum, other than they have made it clear they expect the city, if the city, the public restroom, the restroom is going to be provided public, they expect the city at a minimum to pay the maintenance costs and operating costs of those public restrooms. Hunting in the Morro Bay, the City Council continuing item on hunting to February 13th. It's a Tuesday because there's a holiday on 12th, so the next council meeting is actually a week from Tuesday, and apparently the council will be discussing the Back Bay hunting issue again. And joint facility, as we already discussed, the joint office facility should be on the 26th of February. That's it. Oh, I'd like to say, too, that the reason we had that somewhat awkward beginning to the meeting was, of course, that our chairman retired. Retired would be better, yeah. And after 20 years, I just wanted to say it's,
my attention that a local developer is stating that I have been hired as an architect.
Is your mic on? It is.
To design and support a large-scale marina complex in front of Bill and Bernadette's Martoni's location. That's the old Orville's cannery wharf. I do not know what the developer's been smoking, nor what pipe dreams he has, but I want to go on record that I do not have any such agreement with this developer, and I will advise the city of Morro Bay not to touch any of his schemes with a 10-foot pole. Thank you.
Very good. Future agenda items, suggestions? I'm sorry, Jim.
Just a note here. We have a past member of the Morro Bay Yacht Club Juniors who's now a crew on the Lady Washington. He'll be sailing into port with it, I assume. His name's Joel Crow, and it'll be fun to see him come back via the Lady Washington.
Okay. Somebody asked me a question on the waterfront the other day about whale watching. Michelle, are the boats going out on whale watching now, and what are they seeing?
Yeah, we're going out, and we're seeing whales and dolphins and seals and sea otters, and all of the trips are guaranteed, so you get a free trip if you don't see anything.
So it's not just a boat ride. They're actually seeing things out there.
Yeah, there's probably going to be a lull in the next week where the whales are all down in Baja, but then they'll be starting up here again. And
they're catching squid?
Not yet. We're going to go out Monday night and give it a shot.
Good. Thank you. Future agenda items, or I'm sorry, Lynn, you had a comment? Future agenda item. Go ahead.
After Eric gave his presentation on the Clean Marina two months ago, I was thinking about the liveaboard situation, and I would be very interested in hearing the status of liveaboard permits and how many have been sent out and the inspections on the boats, okay. Use of the pump out stations. And
I'd like to not promise that for the next meeting, but and I...
In the next 2 months, is that
okay.
acceptable, Lynn?
Yeah, sure.
Is 2 months reasonable?
I just want to say to you, too, is that the liveaboard permit enforcement constantly inflects liveaboard things, and we try and keep it under control and try and keep you a better permit, but boy, it's really hard, and it would take more money and staff to do it right, frankly. But yes, I will give you that report.
Thank you.
Anything else? We're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.